Okay, Rabbi said, tonight we're just continuing in Hilchos Muktzah, Pakat Lamed. We're discussing Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser and Kli Shemalachto Le'Heter, and the halachas thereof. So, Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser is a Kli that predominantly is used for Dover Isser, like a hammer. It's a classic example. A hammer. So what do you do with a hammer? You nail things into the wall. So you do the malach of bona with a hammer. So klisha malachto l'isser. And then there's a klisha malachto l'heter. Like this cup. I don't do a malach with the cup. I pour water into a salsa, I drink. So it's klisha malachto l'heter. So, what are the halachas of each case? So, the Shulchan Aruch writes like this: Kli Shemalachto on Sif Gimel.
Are you outside
or
your home?
Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser Mutar L'Taltalo Bein L'Tzar Gufo. There's some type of like a hammer that he's going to use to crack nuts. That's soragufo, meaning you're not going to use it for the dover isser. That's to put the nails in the wall. That's obviously chil shabbos. You're not going to do it for that, but you're going to do it for the dover heter gufo. And what's mekomo? So the simple pshat mekomo. Say I have the hammer, and I want to use it to put my my plate there. For my,
you need the space.
I need the space where it is. So therefore,
do you have to move it with a shinoi, or you can move it in?
No shinoi. You can do it ramish kedarko. So kli shemalachto l'isser is. Is mutter to move letzarch gufo letzarch bekomo. Umutter litlo misham ulahanicho be'ezim makom sheyirtze. And then once you take it, then you could, you don't have to drop it on the spot. Then you can just put it wherever you want to put it. You want to put it back somewhere else. Now, aval michama letzel. But if you're doing, in other words, you don't need the gufo, and you don't need the makomo, but you want to protect the hammer itself.
Preservation purposes.
Of the hammer itself. So say it's literally, chamel itself means that it's in the backyard, which is enclosed, but if you leave it there, the heat will get to it and will bend it out of shape. Mm-hmm. So you want to put it in the shade. Or chamel itzel, the poskim says lav dafka, means anything that is not letzarch gufo letzarch koma, but for the preservation of the kli itself. So that's aser. About mechamel itzel, dainu sheenu tzarch letaltalo el bnei sheyori sheyishaver or yigonev, because you're afraid that if you leave it where it is, it's going to get broken, it's going to get stolen. So that's all within Mechama Letzel. So that is Aser. Now, take a quick look. And we'll see this more. But what about a Kalisha Malachto Leheter? Is there any? So the Shulchan Aruch says a very fascinating thing on page 7. Dr. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalit. Kli Shemalachto Leheter Mutar Letaltalo Afil Einu El Letzarcha Kli. So Kli Shemalachto Leheter is one notch makel. In other words, it's Mutar for Tzarch Hufo, Tzarch Makomo, even Mechamel Itzel. So what's Aser? Aval Shalom Letzarch Klal Aser Letaltalo. But say there's no Tzarch. You just. just moving it for no, you know, no tzorach at all. Then it's aser.
Like,
Gufa means when you need the thing itself. I want to use the hammer, not for nailing on Shabbos, because that's aser, but I want to use the hammer to crack a nut.
Another use
that's a mutter use. So you see a fascinating thing, that there's a limitation even by Kli Shemalachto Lehenter. Chazal made an Isser of Shalola Tzarech Klal. We'll have to see more what that means. But he says, the Kisvei HaKodesh V'Ochlin Mutol L'Tatel L'Mafil L'Shalola Tzarech Klal. But there's one Madrega of something that's Mutter even Shalola Tzarech Klal, that Chazal didn't go to anything. And that's Kisvei HaKodesh. So you have a scroll, you have a place, or you have Ochlin. There's no, you didn't really have a tzorach. You just betalta. That is mutter legamri. Well, so let's take a look in Rabbi Kiva Eger. So those are the two klishim lachto iser, klishim lachto leheter. This is different than everything we've been discussing till now, where it's muktza mamish. Like when it's a muktza machmas chisor and kiss is not even mutter l'tzor gufo or makomo, because it's muktza mamish. Eitzim vavonim is muktza mamish, and then you don't have a het. At least this has to be at least a kli. Then it's a kli shemalachto this, or is a kli shemalachto the het. Well, so
the question is between muktza mamish. And what was the other thing?
A klisha malachto.
Yeah, well, that's
definitely
without any conversation.
You know, muktza mamish is in a lot of some cases not even a kli, like eitzim vavanim. It's not even a.
Any muktza.
Or if you have or klisha malachto machmos chisor and kis, etc. But there you don't have a heter. Oh, so it comes from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's take a look. On page 3, he says, "Midivrei Tosfos Shabbos, according to Tosfos Shabbos, Shekosu the Shiluch LaChaveiro Mishim Simchas Yontif Mikri Tzorach Gufo." Say you want to give your friend a present, so you're not using it. The thing to crack nuts or something like that, but you're using it to make your friend happy. You're giving him so what's an example? So what, you're gonna give him a hammer? So you want to give him a hammer? Okay. So he says, "Amarti zok to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Amarti lahatir l'shloch l'chosen b'yom chasunoso." In other words, the Shabbos Achreis of his Ofruf or something like that, you want to give him for in honor of his wedding? Neiros ket leichter, silver leichter, shelo hedliko bo boso Shabbos, ledoron drasha kanog, the mishum simchas chosin mikrei tzorach gufo. So he says, you're giving it to him to make him a sameach chosin, so it's a klisha machto lisser. Because what do you do with leichter? You light the candles in the leichter. So it's a klisha malachto l'iser, and that's mutter l'tzorach gufo makomo. So he says, so this is considered an example of gufo. Not the normal example that we think about, but based on Tosis, it says, give me shiluch and matono, you must sameach somebody, so chosin certainly. You can give a hammer too, but I don't know how much you'll be happy with the hammer.
You can't use the light for anything else other than lighting, right? So, what would
you do? Yeah, in other words, he's not going to use it this Shabbos, but he'll use it the next Shabbos, the Shabbos after, you know.
Why is that a key?
In that sense, enough that you can be bothered to give it on Shabbos, right? So, what if I want to give him a computer?
What if you want to give him
give the chosen a new computer on Shabbos?
You want to give the chosen a new computer on Shabbos? So that might be a chisaron.
Why is it different from a lot?
It might be different because I'm not to be allowed to light it.
Right. I thought.
Shabbos.
Yeah, Joe, what do you say?
Oh, I thought you couldn't give any gift on Shabbos because it's a kinyan.
No, so the discussion about giving gifts on Shabbos is a whole separate discussion. But there are shitas that matter if it's miyad liyad, just handing it over.
Really?
Yeah, there are shitas like that.
I've even been worried giving somebody a bottle of wine that I know they're not going to use.
Yeah, that happens all the time, right? If there's an Erev in there.
Oh, Tzorach Gufo to be Mesameach somebody is a little stretch, no?
Yeah, I mean, he's basing it on the Tosis is the one that... Right, so that's
no use for it on Shabbos, though.
I mean, Tosis says they had some chiddush is this in Tosis on page 4 on the bottom, with the arrow in the bottom arrow. Avogav the shiluach mishum simchas yosum chashim kimo tzorach gufo. The sharin and the shloch dvarim shemalachtan iser. Except for the sandal hamasumer, in one case that it wasn't permissible. And so Rabbi Kivega says, he just gives an example of Leichter.
One is good, but the Tosfos says Simchas Yontif, and here it's Simchas Chasan.
He's giving it on Shabbos for Simchas Chasan. So in other words,
isn't it like is Simchas Chasan a mitzvah? Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So isn't it kind of a mitzvah Baba Vera or something?
No, because he's saying the issue is a question of moving mukta.
Right.
So he says the mukta you're not allowed to move, but this is not mukta. This kli shemalachtol iser. It's a kli that you normally use for iser, and now you're not using it for iser, you're using it for heter. But you're using the guf hadover for a dover heter, namely to mesameach somebody. So that's a chiddush. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is usually gufo means you're using it. So Rabbi Kivega is machadesh that even if you're not technically using it, but giving, I mean, based on Tosfos, he's saying giving as a matana to mesameach is a use as well.
So why not a computer?
You can light the layers on Shabbos before Shabbos.
But you can't light it on Shabbos.
Giving it on Shabbos.
It's a computer.
It's clear from the Kivegas that he's talking about giving it on
Shabbos. So in other words, the computer, the only issue with the computer...
You don't want to use a computer. Okay.
You're saying to send the computer.
You can send the
computer.
So the only thing is, a computer might be a cliche. Shem machmos chisar and kiss.
It seems to me that he's saying that something becomes mukta only when it's actually used for the purpose for which it was made. The lighter kol zman has never been lit.
Well, no. If it was lit that Shabbos,
if
it was lit on that Shabbos, so then it was. You say migo deskatz. It was.
I understand, but still, that's the chiddush, that's not called a lifter at this point. Now it's a gift item.
Because it hasn't been...
No, I think the word is it is considered a lifter now, but still, a lifter's mutter with tzorach gufo.
The only difference is that the another Shabbos,
It depends whether this is considered a muktamachus chisar and kiss or not.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do with that, is that he seems to be saying the chiddush. That until you actually use it as a lachter, it doesn't have a din of a lachter, and therefore we can be matter to give it on Shabbos.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying the lachter is a lachter, because and it's going to be used for iser. Yeah. So it's klishim lachter this. But you didn't use it this particular Shabbos. If you would have used it this particular Shabbos, then it would have been muktzah mamish, because at the onset of Shabbos, it would have been a bosses ledover esur, and then you wouldn't be able to move. Right. But here you didn't use it, so you don't have any migel diskatzai issues. So now you want to give the chassan, a gift on Shabbos to cheer him up. So is that called tzorach gufo? Because maybe only tzorach gufo is using it as a use. You know, you're cracking the nut. Those are the examples that are given in Shulchan Aruch. But just to send something, some external,
like an indirect use.
Indirect use. Maybe that wouldn't be mutter. So Tosfos says yes, and then Rabbi Kivega just gives this illustration, because that was, I guess, a common type of gift that people would give Chassan and would give him. Rabbi Harfenis, he gave me a copy of his sefer. Described it on Cholam Ma'id.
Which
Nishma Shabbos, the ones that we quote in the packet. He gave me Nishma Shabbos. He wrote Dor and Drasha. Wasn't the Shabbos of the.
Did he do it with a slant?
Yes. Yeah, he did it with a.
So I thought you're not allowed to give him a ton on Shabbos.
So that's Joe Heldmeich asked this question. So giving a matan on Shabbos is not a pashut thing. Meaning there's some shittas that hold miyad liyad. You know, you're not making any kinyan.
If
you did it before. But here, say, you didn't do it before.
It's not. If you're giving somebody a chashuv gift, get out of it before Shabbos.
Right. So then you would have to make it. Then you'd have to make a kinyan of kula. So that, okay, so maybe an economy. You can, if you say it's also, that it's talking about that you're mazaka or the acher before Shabbos. If you hold it's mutter, then you don't even have to do that. But the only issue is the muktzadika issue. Because you're going to actually. So that's the. But that's the Rabbi Kivega's. That's his work. That you can give the leichter for. So let's take a look here. Before we're going to get back to these things of what is considered, you say klisha malachto leheter. You can't just use stamazoi. You can't move it unless there's a purpose. Because klisha malachto leheter has to be. Either tzarchuf or mekomo, but if it's just to move to protect it, is no good. But klisha malachto leheter, you can even move to protect it. But what if you're just moving it? It's time. Sometimes you just move things.
Your kids will use a cup to make a pyramid or something?
So that's the question. What does it mean, tzarchuf? Does it mean like just you're fidgeting? What is shalol tzarchuf? We say that's also. If I'm just moving, face a plate. Someone give an example that someone must give them just time. You fidget with something. You just play. Just moving it. There's no real tzarech. So is that considered? So the simple shot that's considered also. You can't just. So let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says on page 8. It's up to Aruch HaShulchan. The name of Malachto Lehetin is barred the Mutter Gam Mechamel itself. G'day Shalom Yigonev. Because of Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, the Shalom Lutzach Klal Osir Lutaltolo, Rab Kisvei HaKodesh V'Ochlu is Mutter Lutaltolo Shalom Lutzach Klal, V'Einu Muvan. I came into Metaltol and Vadi Yishlo is a Kavana B'zeh. But what does it mean Shalom Lutzach Klal? If you're doing it, don't you have tzarach loma came with the inu el masasek ba'alma, the inu shum kavana b'tiltulo. Because he's not even thinking about it. He's just like he has a fork on the table, and he's not even thinking. He's just moving. He's not even thinking about the fork. He's just achim yeshlo. But then he says, but im yeshlo, this is a chiddush. Yeshlo tanug b'mashem metaltalo. In other words, say. you know, people sometimes just enjoy fidgeting. Nehi de malachto lidisul o nechshav zetzorach haguf. So if it's klisha malachto lidisul, you can't fidget. Because that's not the tzorach gufo. That's not of enough of a...
But,
in other words, yeah, you need a tzorach gufo, Rabbi Kiveger, Toys and Mechadish, and even to mesameach somebody that's a tzorach gufo. But say you're fidgeting, so maybe that's a tzorach. So maybe that would be mutter even on klisha malachto l'isser. So he says, no, the fidget on klisha malachto l'isser is aser. Because Malcolm and Klebel Shem Lachto Leheter, that also has a standard that has to be at least some type of tzorach, Vadei de Mutter. So that's what he says. But so the case that he's not even, you know, like thinking of it, he's making a very fine line. Because some people hold, Rabbanim hold that even fidgeting is, but the Aruch HaShulchan is making some dakas tikka chiluk, that if you're fidgeting, that's okay, but if you're not, like, you're spaced out and you're doing it, it's hard to say that you're not on a certain subconscious level.
I have to plead that it's not okay. It's a menorah, somebody who collects menorah, right? It's not for you, it's a collection. Now it gives him a nod to play with it on Shabbos or to show it to somebody on Shabbos. It's not, you can't say, okay, we should Oktzah, this is not Oktzah.
Right.
He never likes that.
Right.
Right? And you're going to have to ask on from it, so why not be mantered on Shabbos? Why should it be different than the Sasek? It would be clean, it's, you know, not Osir on its own. It's not a Klish Malachto that is there anymore.
Yeah, so.
So we'll call this like Misasek. It gives him a nod, so it should be mother.
So what? To take a menorah?
Somebody who has a collection of menorahs. To take one down and show it to somebody or to examine it again himself. To touch the charms.
So that's a klisha malachto this, sir?
It's not really. You never light them. A collector doesn't light them.
Maybe that's klisha malachto mechaser on kiss.
Right. It might be worse. Might be worse than a klisha malachto lis. That's muksa mamish. But he's saying it's not something that you never use. They usually things that you never use, and these are, like he says, becomes more chomerdik because it's muksa mach maschisar and kiss that you leave it in your break front and you don't. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, no, it just seems too easy to violate this. I mean, you're not even conscious when you're doing it, you know. So you have to spend the whole Shabbos focusing on everything that you touch to make sure there's a good reason for it or some reason for it, and you wouldn't even know you're doing it if you're doing it for no reason at all. You wouldn't even.
Right. In other words, right. That's only if you say like Darach HaShulchan. If you say not like Darach HaShulchan, that fidgeting is usher, then echam. You have to have when you're at the table, you can't just say I can just. You have to have thinking about everything you're touching.
Yeah, I think
Darach HaShulchan is a chiddush. I think others. I think maybe they say from Rav Soloveitchik once. I thought that. I think I heard his name, perhaps, maybe Rav Shetta mentioned, or someone else mentioned, that maybe just fidgeting with Stam be also. Let's see, the Deborah Tzina has a tshuva here, quoted Rav Harfin at the page 15. He says, so he talks about Latalta on the bottom, page 15, the bottom left. Latalta kelim shemlachtam l'isr kedei lahagia atzabov. In other words, he's nervous, and he just needs to... It says we're easy but should bear Moshe. That's the Deborah Tzina Rav from Borough Park, because that's all 16th Avenue. The metaltel chalishim lachto le'isu lahashkit giroi atzabim nervin the shari the chashav the tzor gufo. So he's So he's saying that he thinks even by a kli shemlachtel the iser, that's called tzarach gufo, to just play with it. Elanira the sham kli shemlachtel iser inu mutar ba'odom shosovel al tzabov hulo tzarach gomor. He says it has to be somebody who really has an issue of shemalav haki emasuach. Tense, right. Right, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. That by Kli Shemalachtol Heter, then we'll let you fidget. So Gam can also tattle Tzol Tzorch Klal, because Gam Nechoshev Tzorch Ktsas. But so he says that. So why is there a debatzina being matter even klishim? So he says he's talking probably by somebody who really has a, you know, a nervous twitch or something like that. But not just Tom. He likes to. Yeah. Okay. So that's so the tzor gufo. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan saying it's different by a klishim. Also needs a tzarech, but that maybe is a lower standard of what's called a tzarech. A kli shemachtol isa needs a real tzarech, and Tarsus says that making someone happy, giving a leichter to a chassan on the Shabbos of his zafra for whatever, that's considered a real tzarech.
Rabbi, just a quick thing. We were saying up till now that according to the Bnei Yehoshua, a kli shemalachtel where issa has to be something that you do malacha. That's the mahus of a kli shemalachtel where issa. The life that no malacha was done. Ah, you're going to tell me that that's the only purpose of it, but no malacha was done. So why are we even holding that it's a kli shemalachtel where issa according to the Bnei Yehoshua?
No, because you use it to do a malacha. Yeah.
But nothing was done on it.
Nothing was done when? This Shabbos.
Yeah. I mean,
but in general, why?
There was no malacha. There was no malacha ever done on it. I put coins on my bed. Does my bed become a Klisha Malacha Le Isser? No, it becomes a basis because I have coins on it. But not that all of a sudden now my bed becomes a Klisha Malacha Le Isser.
Because you didn't do malacha. There's no malacha.
There was no malacha ever.
But here, you light the candles. That's what it's used for.
But it was never done. So there was no malacha done to it.
So you're asking a Rabbi Kiva Eger's case when it's a new leichter?
Yeah, that if you hold like the Bnei Yehoshua, that you have to do malacha, here there was never malacha done. It makes no difference what the item is used for. It was never done yet.
Okay, maybe. If it's never used for, so now it's called Klisha Malach. I don't know, what does Klisha Malach to Issa means?
So then it's not a question mark to list if you assume
I don't know, you want to say only if you used it already in the past?
Well,
but
yeah. It's
going
to
be
to me that he's making the same deal that I
said before. That would mean like a new pencil or a new pen also.
What do you say, Joe?
I mean, would that mean that a new pencil or a new pen also wouldn't be usher?
According to him, according to Rabbi Ari Feldman. I have to see if I agree with Rabbi Ari Feldman. But the way he's saying it is if you have a pen that you never used before, is that a kli shemalachta? So you and him saying maybe it's not, but I think Pashus it is.
Yeah,
it's only
inevitable that it's going to be used.
I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying that seems to me to be the finish of Rikin Anger, which is a bigger finish than anything else here.
Yeah. Well, so then let's take a look on page 16, Simon Mem Tess. About what is considered Tzorach Makomo. So usually Tzorach Makomo means that I want to sit down on this chair and there's a hammer on the chair. So I want to take it off so I can sit down. Kipshuto. That's what he writes. So Pashtus. Hello? No. No, why, what's... Well, okay. Okay. The pashtus a heter shel utzorach gufo ha'yishu hurotza lishtamish b'mokham shakli shemalach tolis emunach shama ha'yinu yachal aso sham shakli shemalach tolis emunach shama. But now he wants to discuss the following. The talk of klisha malach tolisa ha'mafriya es shimusho kemoshehu ha'lo'inu tzorach l'mkoma mamash. In other words, say there's a hammer on the table, but it's not where I need it, but it bothers me that it's there.
Then
I don't know if it's a Dover Mall, because it's not...
That's the Dover Mall's
so you're allowed to. So, I mean, we have a halacha that something's Mall's is you have a graph shel ray.
Yeah.
So it's not a graph shel ray, because it's not
you,
a...
It's
it bothers you, but... There's a difference when you have something that's most and something that bothers me. So can I move the hammer from the table because it bothers me? It's not taking up any, the table's big enough and we have enough room for everything. But is that considered a tzorach mekoma?
If you're that guy who has twitching nerves, maybe.
So he says like this. L'talta chlisha malach tolisa mafriya shimusho kemoshehu aval enu Tzorach l'mkoma mamish. So he says, "B'sefer yam yisocher, hela shakol shakli shemalachto isemono milaso shom tzrochav. Nechshav tiltulo kedei lotziyum shemisham l'tzorach mkoma." So first he gives an example. Shemati lotzi tefillin. Tefillin is a discussion whether it's a kli shemalachto leheter, kli shemalachto leser. But let's assume, just for the argument's sake, that it's kli shemalachto leser. It's in a cheder, in a bedroom, and he wants to do something intimate that he wouldn't be permissible to do. Olachapos klisha malachtol iser al haor today hatir tashmish amitim chen hevidim. So he says, so that's also considered tzorach makomo. In other words, if this is in the room, I won't be able to do X, Y, and Z. So I can. So I don't need that space, but now I want the uses of the room. And this is hindering my uses of the room, so this Sefer says that that's called a Kli Shemalachto Le Isra, that Sarach Mekomo is Mutter. Chay Mevi B'Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, the Mutter Lotzi Tfilim Menachedek and the Ha'atir Tashmash Amita, the Chashiv Sarach Mekomo. If you can put double covering, Rav Hillel Kalmaya, Rabbi Vorhin's mishpacha, Rav Hillel Kalmaya. He says, "Mashemutol taltel tzameis, kedei sheyuchlu kohanim dekaris lecheder, dechashul tzarch dover mutim." Okay, that's something else. But one second. He says, "Chasav b'shud igus moishah, the mutol lahaziz fan." He means tzorach mekomo. So, can you move the fan? It's blowing on you, and you're uncomfortable. So if you hold the fan as a klisha malachto leiser, so you want to move it. Hanichon begros moisha shiv tzorach shahamokom. In other words, say you want a place to be dark and there's a menorah there that's making it light. So mi mikri tzorach makoma l'salech ha-menorah ha-lektri misham. Shun shevis lay the chashuv tzorach makoma. So in other words, because you want to use this makom and it's bothering you that you want to sleep and there's something in the room that's providing light and it's hindering your... your sleep. It's hindering your sleep. So he says that that's all considered the tzorach makomo. So that's, yeah, I'll show you better. Yeah, take a look. If you find him here. He quotes from Rabbi Voren's related, Rav Hillel Komaya. He says, Rav Hillel Komaya says that anything that's a Tzorach Shabbos is considered like Makomo. In other words, it doesn't have to be Makomo Mamish. It just means it has to be Tzorach Shabbos. It's somewhere with one of the Tshuvas here. He says that word from Rav Hillel Komaya. That's Rabbi Hillel David from Brooklyn, is the Mishpacha, the Philip Chomaya. He was a Talmud about the Chasim Sofer. So from that Mishpacha, the Philip Chomaya. So he writes that that's the Shut Kavanas Halev. The Shut Kavanas Halev, that he has a broader definition of what's considered Tzorach Makomo. So here he quotes it, but he quotes it elsewhere in the Tshuvas. He said, "Kavanas." He says, "As also that the Tzorach Makomo is, it doesn't literally mean Tzorach Makomo. You don't have to take it literally that you need this Makom." Rav Hillel Komaya says that as long as that it's not the Tzorach Hol, as long as it's not the Tzorach Hol. So that's what Hillel Komaya says. As long as it's not a Tzorach Hol, it's considered Tzorach Makomo. Doesn't mean that you have to take it in such a literal sense.
Tzorach Makomo, what does that mean?
Tzorach Makomo means you need this space. In other words, here. You need... I want to sit on this chair, and there's a hammer on the chair. So I can take the hammer away so I can sit on the chair. But take a look on page 20. Page 20, on the bottom, page 20, bottom left, the last three lines. V'chein hela b'shut kavanas halev. That's Rav Hillel Komaya. Kavanas halev. The lo be'in she'el tzorach gufo makomo daika. In other words, it doesn't literally mean gufo makomo. Many learn it means kipshuto, gufo makomo. He says, no, you don't take it literally. Elohu shlili. It's in other words, it's not like there's a positive requirement that it be gufo makomo. It's a negative thing, meaning it can't be something that you don't need. Gufo makomo is just a mashal of saying that it has a tzorach for Shabbos. In other words, if there's a hammer on the table and it stares me, even though it's not mos, but it stares me. Elahu shliv sheikar peida shaloya letzorach hamukta mecham otzel. In other words, you're not doing it for the tzorach mukta. You're doing it for your yishuv hadas. V'chein herich b'shut machzeh al yol v'ar d'isur l'tadol nishul machzeh l'isur mecham otzel v'ak she'inu l'tzorach Shabbos klal v'ak l'tzorach dover hamukta y'muchel l'mos al-chol v'al-chol she'kavonus t'tul l'tzorach Shabbos. In other words, there's a hammer on the middle of the Shabbos table. And it's not taking up space. You have plenty of space. So that's what Rav Hillel Komaya and Machzel. Yo, others say that it's, in other words, the point of Tzorach Gufo Makomo is that it shouldn't be something that it's not the Tzorach of Shabbos, but it's the tzorach of the kli, that it shouldn't. So here's not the tzorach of kli. I'm not doing it to preserve the hammer. I'm doing it because it doesn't look. It's not Shabbistic. I won't say it's mos. It's not like a graf shel. You have a diaper, a dirty diaper. That's a dover mos.
I have a shaila, Rabbi.
Yeah.
A lot of times by lokas neiris, If I'm not right there, my wife will leave, by accident, leave the box of matches on the table. And I know it bothers me. It's a box of matches, you know. If maybe that's why they make the fancy silver lighters.
Yeah.
And I know, I always get upset when the box of matches are sitting there on the table.
Right. So question is, so if you come on Shabbos, so what is matches? Matches are... So therefore, I'll prepash this. If you hold like this, these poskim, then it would be mutter to take the box of matches and put it in the car.
Page 17, he summarizes it. He says very clearly,
yeah.
It's exactly the case that
right,
you said
yeah.
But what are you saying now?
So Bechara, the matches is not just Eitzim Vavon, the matches is... Was pieces of wood, firewood, you could say, but is it a matches Klisha Malachto Lisser, or a matches...
Firewood is also awesome.
But is it considered a Kli? Is the matches considered a Kli?
Yeah.
That's the question. Because in other words, if you... Is it worse than a Kli? Yeah, that's the question. Is it worse than a Kli? Or do you say that a Kli means it has a Hishtamshus? So maybe it has a Hishtamshus.
You can't tell us for a match.
A match has a use.
Besides, like,
yeah, lighting. You make fire because you need fire. So maybe that's called. If you assume that it's a kalisha malachto lisser, so that it should be moved.
If people needed the space, they're allowed to move the whole light to a counter because the guests came in.
No, but then that's muktzah mamish, because the light that was used on Shabbos is muktzah mamish. Yeah. It's not kalisha malachto lisser. When do we say Leichter's Klisha Malachta L'Isser when you didn't use it to Shabbos?
Well, is a Malachta L'Isser also Muktzah? I mean, what's...
No, Klisha Malachta L'Isser is not Muktzah Mamish. Something that's Muktzah Mamish, Eitzim Vavonim, or something that you lit on Shabbos, or before Shabbos,
So we were talking about a Moil Messer and a... These are not
Muktzah Mamish. Those things are Muktzah Mamish, because those are Muktzah Mamish Chisar and Kiss. So Muktzah Mamish Chisar and Kiss.
Chisar and Kiss is worse than Malachta
List. Yeah, Vada. Yeah. Yeah, that's worse, because that's called Muktzah Mamish. And therefore, there's no heter by Muktzah Mamish. Only if you do it the face. You know, some Pagufo, maybe, according to some, but that's worse. So the only shaila is we have to mevar more is that pasha that the matches are kalisha malachto lisa.
It's not just a regular piece of wood; it has the layer.
It has So if you assume that, then you could apply these coolers. I mean, these coolers are chiddush also, because one could say it has to be tzarech gufo mekomo kepshuto. But if you want to say like Rav Hill Kalmaya in the Sefer Kavanas Halev, that tzarech gufo mekomo is just a mashal. It doesn't mean dafka gufo mekomo. It means something for the tzarech of your tzarech Shabbos, as opposed to the tzarech hakli.
How do we pass it about the tzarech kli shein and nittel? Well, not about the kli the tzarech dover shein and nittel.
What if to...
Let's say I want to cover the matches. So
right.
I move it. Take a napkin and cover the matches.
So then that could be a problem. Because then you...
That could also be.
Yeah.
The next
sentence,
that
is what you're asking. Which one? Page. On the last page, let's see what he has here in the last page. Which one? Where?
Nun Beis.
Klisha Malachta L'Isser Mafriya Menuchasa Shumunach Al Shulchan. Yimut El Tatal Yer. Klisha Malachta L'Isser Mafriya Menuchasa Shumunach Al Shulchan. Right. Your Shabbai is near Vachadik. So it says the Chorosh, that should be totally on the things that we saw before. And then he quotes, but Yudim is Sifrei Poiskim, it's my name, Reisi, Shanechaku, was there, the Bishud Kavonis Halev, Vishud Machzelio, Vishud Mishnas Yaakov, Shemekilin, Mashu Kol Rosh, Alifnos, Oso, Mokum, Choshev, Tzorach, Mokomo. Kach Chosim Shun Or Letzion, he's your friend, the Rav Letzion Abashol. The Mutter. Have Abashud Ber Moshe, the Deborah Tzion, the Chosim, the Ma, page 22, so he doesn't like that. The Deborah Tzina didn't like it. It's cooler. But if you say not like the Deborah Tzina, then according to the other post, it would be okay. You just have to assume that that's which I want to just confirm that. But if that would be the, if that would be the case, then it would be mutter to move.
I got the Yishla Hatters from Kovan Abriyas. But Yishlinkos, you see that on 2/3 the way down?
Which line? Oh, Kovan Abriyas, yeah.
Well, Yishlinkos came to Yodel Atzniyam there, Shabbos, Shia Mitzin. Not Mitzin Da, Mitzin
Da. Yeah. Okay. So just to chazer over, this is the yisod. The klisha malachol iser is mutter letzarachuf umukomo. Klisha malachol heter is even mutter mechamel etzel, but not shalol letzarach klal. And then the question is, what does it mean shalol letzarach klal? If you fidget, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, if that's what you need to do, then that's so it's only tacha aser if you don't have an awe from fidgeting. And you're not even, you know, you're like spaced out a little bit and you're fidgeting and you're not even, you know, it's hard to be magda that. But if you say that no, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, you need to actually have a real reason. If I'm just playing with a fork, so I think we have salvation here that was atzer because it's not a tzarech. Aruch HaShulchan wants to say this chiddush that some people like to fidget, so that they get hanah from that. So that's good, sir. But one could say not like that. That is why I think they say from Rav Salvechik that he thought that that's not considered sort of klal, and then therefore that would be usher. Therefore, you have to make sure that when you're at a table and you can't just pick up a fork just for no reason.
Is the fidgeting considered like something low and small?
Well, it's question is that considered tzorach? Is that considered a need? Is that considered a need?
So would everybody hold that you can't pick up a fork for no reason?
So, yeah, I mean everyone, not everyone, but the Shulchan Aruch does.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shulchan Aruch makes the normative halacha usually. So that's how we pass it, the Shulchan Aruch. So then you just have this within the Shulchan Aruch. You have to say what's called, and then for Shklisha Melachto Lisser, it has to be Letzar Gufo Makomo, and then Gufo, we say you have to use the thing. Or Rabbi Kivega says, based on Tosfos, that even if you're giving a gift for the Chassan Leichter for the Chassan and Shabbos, then that's called Letzar Gufo. And Makomo is a question whether Makomo means literally like you need the space. But Makoma just means that it has to be the Tzorach Shabbos as opposed to the Tzorach, the Kli, or the Tzorach Chol, that you're going to need the Kli for the future, the Chol. So, okay, so these are some important Yisaitis that Bez Hashem, next week we're going to have a Shir in Yonei Tisha B'Av on the discussion about Shabbos Chazon. But is it right that what people do, that they do the Haftorah, say, for the trup of Eicha on Shabbos, or is that considered, or other things that people do, or Shabbos Chazon, that are availistic of things? And what's the makar for that? And is there a discussion about that? So that, Bez Hashem, next Wednesday night, Bez Hashem, we'll have the package.
Not wearing Shabbos clothes.
You talk about it in this neighborhood, not Marshall Knights.
Especially this year,
yeah. Well, maybe we'll talk about it. Okay. Okay, that's Bez Hashem this coming Wednesday, Bez Hashem. Okay, everyone should have a good night. Good to see everyone. Thank you for coming. People here and the people on Zoom. And good to see everybody. Kol tov, have a good enough.